Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Moose.
No girl likes a guy who's a passenger princess on the third date. The fourth, maybe, but not the third.
And Breezy.
Without social media, cheating rates would be at an all-time low. There, I said it.
The number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. What's up, guys? Happy Thursday. I ran over my neighbor's dog when backing out of the driveway. They called the police and threatened to sue me. Mm-hmm. Yes, I feel horrible about the situation. This is the message we got from Brian. So Brian is in a little bit of a pickle.
Oh, Bri guy, what's going on, buddies?
He goes on to say, their dog ran into my driveway when I was backing out. I live in Hilton. There's a lot of land around me and people tend to keep their dogs off leashes, especially when walking them in the neighborhood. But I need to know if they have a case against me. Thanks for any help on this. My neighbor has been a real headache since last Friday. Brian also took this question to Facebook, and some are saying, no, don't sweat it, while others are saying, people are crazy. You should really get a lawyer.
So we have a couple of texts coming in right now. Right off the bat, this person saying, there is a leash law. It is your neighbor's legal responsibility to keep their dog contained. As sad as it is that the dog may have gotten hurt, Brian has more of a case if there's damage to his vehicle.
Oh, yeah. Well, if there's damage, I mean, this got to be a big dog.
Not them countersuing, you know what I mean?
Well, that's the thing. People are, I mean, we had this conversation a week ago on the show of just how people are really, really quick to sue anybody and everybody.
They're trigger happy. They're sue happy. They're all the, they're happy without being happy. You know what I mean?
585-252-9800. You guys know the number. If you can point Brian in the right direction, does he have anything to worry about? Breezy, you hit your neighbor's dog once, right?
It wasn't my neighbor's dog. It was my friend's dog.
Oh, are you guys still friends?
I mean, yeah. No,
you're not.
Not because of that. And it's not that we're not friends. We're just not as close. But I was in high school. And to be fair, like...
Oh, here we go.
And I'm not making excuses, but...
Of course not.
To be fair, I did drive a stick shift. It was kind of hard to drive. Like, it was a whole thing.
You still know how to drive stick?
Of course.
It's impressive. I can't drive stick.
It's like riding a bike.
My father tried. He told me to stop. He made me get out of the car.
My first car was stick. I had that car for like 8 years.
That's pretty good.
I know. So yeah, stick girls for life. But I was backing out and the dog came behind my car. And mind you, my car was also like a matchbox car, so it didn't have a lot of weight to it. It's like it could really do a lot of damage.
It's like a Fiat.
It was a Yaris.
Oh, it's like a mini fridge with wheels.
Literally. And a stick. And they had a huge Bernese Mountain Dog. I think, yeah.
I just picture you in a Toyota Yaris.
Yeah, like so small, tiny stick shift, the whole vibe. And I heard a thunt, and I was like, oh, what was that? And the dog was just like limping away. And I was like, oh my God. So... I obviously had to tell my friend that I like hit her dog, and I think they're fine.
Oh, the dog didn't die.
No, the dog's fine. Like literally, if anything, the car was like more damaged than the dog.
Yeah, if you drive a Yaris, probably.
Like, the dog was actually probably bigger than my car. But no, it was traumatic, obviously, and like these things happen, unfortunately. But I don't know if it's like a sue-worthy thing. If I'm being honest.
Well, that's the first thing. And, listen, when you're in the wrong...
Can I just preface by saying I felt really bad? Like, obviously, I'm sure you did. I felt super bad.
How can you not be?
Right.
You hit a dog that belonged to your best friend. I would assume there was some sort of feelings that came up. A lot of people texting in already. Let's go to this person. I worked in insurance for several years. And in most, if not all states, dogs are considered personal property. And if a dog is in a roadway and it's hit by a car, unless there was malice or different circumstances, then the owner of the dog, cat, cow, pig, pet, or livestock would likely be found to be legally liable for the damage.
Like you got in front of my car type of thing?
Yeah. For example, he goes on to say, if your dog jumps your fence and runs into the road, then hit by a car, you would likely be found responsible for the damages. If your house was broken into and that's how the dog got out, then you would likely not be found responsible for the damages.
Sure.
I don't know. I'm kind of confused.
I'm
a little confused.
Lawyers, question mark? If any lawyers are listening.
Yeah. He went on to say, disclaimer, I'm not an attorney.
Yeah.
And I don't work in insurance any longer. The information provided here is based on my personal experience with handling insurance claims.
I think it's just wild because, you know, if your dog gets hit or run over or whatever the case may be, it's such a devastating time for you, especially if your dog ends up passing and now you have to pay because somebody hit your dog. You have to pay the person who hit your dog. Like, I don't know. That's kind of wild to me.
My girlfriend's father, when I was in high school,
mm-hmm.
he was driving down, I don't know where it was. It was like Peck Road or Dean Road, something like that.
Yeah.
Near Spencerport. And he hit a dog that came running out in the middle of the road. Just boom.
Oh.
Dog dies on the spot. Neighbors come out. They're crying. He starts crying because he owns three dogs.
Yeah, distraught.
Yeah. So he goes to try and comfort the dog and he's apologizing. They're like, just go. Get out of here. Just go. That messed him up for like a little while.
When I was younger, my dad had a dog. We were coming home from like getting firewood and all the firewood came tumbling down on my head. So, because he slammed on the brakes.
Yeah. Okay.
That's where the...
Explains a lot.
Yeah, it really does.
Mark says, if the dog was out running loose, they don't have a leg to stand on. Do not spend money for an attorney. That's just plain nuts. Christine says, no, you are not responsible. The owner has a duty to have control over their animal. The dog was on your private property and not under the control of the owner when it was hit. Tell them good luck. I agree 100%.
Right.
There's no way this is going to hold up in court. This poor guy goes out, he backs up out of his driveway, and there's a dog that just happens to be standing behind his car. How is that his fault?
Right.
No, your dog has to be on a leash, does it not?
Right. This person says, it doesn't sound like there's much he can do, and the legal process to it is such a massive pain. Strong chance it was just words and not intent.
Yeah, well, they did go out of their way to call the police. What are the police going to do?
I know.
Sorry. Get on the ground! Get on the ground! Like, what the hell are the police going to do?
Feel like go grab the leash.
Lynn says, assuming their dog was not on the leash, and I don't know what the leash laws are for pets in Rochester, but I'm sorry this happened to you. I'm sure you feel horrible enough to have run over the dog. I hope this helps. You have nothing to worry about. Zach says, nope, you're not liable. If the pet owner's responsibility, it's their responsibility to ensure their pet stays on their property or on a leash. The fact they would try and use this as a way to sue or extort you speaks volumes of them. Call the police yourself and file a complaint against them for not keeping the animal on their property.
Right.
This is the wars that go back and forth between the neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the drama. And Megan also texts in, you're not liable. You might offer to help them in obtaining a new dog. I would tell them how badly I feel about the loss of the dog. And while you're not legally at fault, that you also love animals and would like to help them purchase another one through their loss. I don't know if the dog died or not. I don't know if that's the case here.
That's really sad. The whole thing is sad, obviously. But
And you should know. I mean, you grew up with six dogs, one after the other. And then your mother turned them all into taxidermies.
No, I know.
I just don't know. I don't. You know, I've been to your house 2-3 times, and I never made it a point to go into the laundry room to see them on display.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, well, you're going to have to come by.
I just don't get it. I don't get it.
Yeah, you got to come see the shrine.
Oh, yeah, I would love to do that.
It's a whole vibe.
This was a lot this morning. This was kind of like, you know, hitting a dog with, it's heavy. Thanks to everyone who weighed in. Why don't we lighten the mood with a dog joke this morning?
Oh.
Anyone have a dog joke? Breeze?
I don't, unfortunately. I can find one, though, if you're willing to wait.
No, that's okay. I have one under my sleeve that my uncle told me a couple of years ago.
Okay.
I hope I do this right. What looks like a dog, eats dog food, lives in a doghouse, and is very dangerous?
A husband.
Well, I was going to say a dog with a machete.
Oh. Right, of course.
I'm crushing it this morning. I'm
right,
actually.
Okay.
You too can be the center of attention. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98 PXY, the number one hit music station.
Noah Cotton, PXY, absolutely love that guy. All right, if you want to go to a show this upcoming season for the Broadway vibe here in Rochester, the Rochester Broadway Theater League released their lineup for the 2024-2025 season.
Who's coming, Breeze?
We got a lot of shows that are just ramped and ready to come and perform for you. Full schedule includes Les Mis. That's in October. Mamma Mia.
Oh, that's a good one.
In November. Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the musical.
But one of my faves.
MJ.
Oh.
The musical.
MJ's hee-haw. Coming? It's not hee-haw.
That's,
no, it's not.
Hee-hee. I think it's hee-hee.
It's okay.
The Wiz.
What is The Wiz? Is that
I think it's a Wizard of Oz, like, spinoff. Funny Girl, which... It's just a Broadway show named after me. Some Like It Hot and Back to the Future.
Back to the Future, one of my faves.
Beep, 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 beep.
This is a really good lineup.
No, it's really good. I'm really excited about
what's
it.
What's the going to RBTL for? What's the cost of an average show? 35?
Depends on where you sit, but yeah, anywhere from 35 to 50 for like a.
And the RBTL holds. What's that hold? How many people?
I think like 800 people.
Did you say 800?
Yeah.
No way. It's not that big in there. You got to find out for me.
I think it is. Oh.
Like 300 maybe?
It says 3,000.
Come on.
I don't know. Wait.
The what? RBTL, this is the Wester Auditorium Theater, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, there's no way it holds 3,000 people. It's not the Blue Cross Arena.
No, yeah. It says the RBTL. It's taking new positions, seating capacity.
Nancy, our saleswoman, just said 3,000.
I told you.
She just texted me.
I told you.
That's huge.
I said 800, and you're like, there's no shot. Like, what? Is it like a high school auditorium theater?
That's what I... Honestly, it's... I haven't been there in a long time.
3,000. Yeah, right. You haven't been there. I go to every show.
I've been, but it's been a minute. It's definitely been a long time.
You got to come to a show with me.
Let's talk Susan B. Anthony. Over 150 years ago, Susan B. Anthony opened her front door to who, Breeze? To who?
The Popo.
The yeah, U.S. Marshal. And he told her she was what? Under arrest. Why? Because she illegally voted in 1872 for the presidential election. And that is a no-no. You cannot do that. We should act it out. Why don't you be Susan B. Anthony? I'll be a U.S. Marshal coming to the door
to
arrest you.
How old was she when she got arrested?
She looked in the photos 100, but she was probably 22.
Okay.
All right, go ahead. I'm a U.S. Marshal.
Hello?
Susan, open up! Who Sue? This is a U.S. Marshal.
Not my DoorDash driver playing tricks on me.
Open the door, Sue. You're under arrest.
No.
Open the door.
For what? For what?
Susan, get down on the ground. Put your hands behind. Hands behind the head. Get down on the ground.
Too much admin. Not doing it.
All right. You suck.
What? I suck? I'm just giving...
Her house right now is, obviously, as you know, it's a museum. And it's serving it as an early voting site. And it's going to welcome anyone who wants to make their voices heard in the upcoming primary election. This is, I believe, the first time they've ever done this. As we know, it's a museum, just like the George Eastman House, but now you can go in there and vote. It's a milestone. The Susan B. Anthony Museum staff says, who operates out of her old home. They spent years trying to get this approved. So during early voting, anyone who's a registered voter in Monroe County can come here. President and CEO Deborah Hughes said, and we thought that's so fabulous. Why not do it? There's a lot of people who want to connect their voting with the tradition of Susan B. Anthony. So we thought we could help to add to the voter turnout, which is critically important in a democracy. And we're thrilled about that. So now what? We're all forced to choose between Biden and Trump again? Oh, this is going to be awesome. This is going to be really great. Anthony, our girl Sue, a lot of sex appeal, dedicated her whole life to many causes. But the biggest by far was suffrage, as we know. It was a radical idea, but women said, but by the way, Susan B. Anthony added a third floor to her house. I'm sure that wasn't cheap to do over at 17 Madison Street, just so local suffragists could have a place to meet and discuss.
Wait, what? I'm so confused. In Rochester?
Yes, that's where Susan B. Anthony lived.
Where's Madison Street?
It's not far from here.
Really? I gotta go.
In 1872, she marched 15 women down past her house on Madison Street to a nearby polling site. Each one of them casted their ballot. And what happened? They were all indicted on a felony. And Susan B. was the only one to stand trial.
Wait, no, Moose, it's so close.
I know, it's right here.
We gotta walk after the show.
Just so you know, guys, early voting runs from March 23rd through the 30th. So you got 2 days. In New York State, registered voters can head to any of the early voting sites in Monroe County. Coming up on the show,
over after this.
Yeah, let's get a custard and we'll head on down. If a police vehicle is tailgating you, how do you handle it? Do you speed up or do you slow down? Anyone like me, you just panic and automatically think you're guilty of something.
Literally every time.
I'll tell you
every time I see a cop, I'm like, I'm going to jail.
Right. I don't know what it is. I'm going to tell you what happened to me yesterday, coming up after the break on PXY Mornings.
The number one hit music station.
If a police vehicle is tailgating you, what should you do? Are they trying to make you speed up to give you a ticket? 585-252-9800. It's PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy. Anyone else ever feel guilty for no reason whenever a cop car starts to follow you?
Literally every time.
I don't know what it is, man. I'm like, what did I do? And it can be nothing, but that's just our natural reaction. We're guilty.
Yeah.
I automatically start thinking about all
I'm like, do I have drugs in the car? I don't even do drugs.
Do I have a gun in the glove compartment? I automatically start thinking about all the possible things I could have done wrong in the last 10 years.
Right.
We can't help it. We just feel like we did something wrong whenever a cop coincidentally starts driving behind you.
And I don't know if everybody goes through phases like this, but when you first start driving, either you are like super cautious of the rules or you throw them to the wind.
Yeah.
Like me.
I have tinted windows and I automatically lower both my driver and passenger side windows when I see a cop.
So, it's like negative 40. He's like, hey guys.
Music's up.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, we have a cop weighing in right now that's like...
Already?
Yeah.
I didn't get to my story, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, you can go to your story, I guess.
Okay. Well, anyways, yesterday I'm driving to my parents' house after the funeral. And I get on 390. RPD officer pulls up right behind me. So I lower my music. I lower my windows. And I'll do the speed limit, and I'm doing the speed limit.
It looks even more sus if you're lowering your windows.
Well, you know, because I got these windows tinted when I was in California, and it's fine there, but they have a problem with it here. And people tint their windows, but they have a problem with the passenger and driver's side windows being tinted, okay? So anyways, I'm doing the speed limit. I got nothing to worry about. Then he starts getting closer to me. And I think maybe he's trying to read my plates.
Mm.
See if I have any warrants out for my arrest, because everybody knows I'm a bad boy. Maybe the vehicle's stolen. But even then...
It's not a Kia?
Yeah, even then, whether you're doing anything wrong or not, I'm still asking the question, is this vehicle stolen?
I know, right?
You know what I mean?
I don't know. It could be.
You know what cops do on the expressway that I absolutely can't stand? When the speed limit is 55, they're going... Maybe they're doing 45 or 50. And everybody feels guilty passing them.
Right.
Because you fear getting pulled over. It just feels like a trap.
No, it is. And it is a sand trap.
You see the amount of traffic building up on the expressway because nobody wants to pass the officer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm driving, heading towards Greece,
it's
and
like
all of
follow
a sudden,
the leader.
That's right, yeah. All of a sudden, a cop pulls up behind me, and he's getting closer to me, and he's just sitting there. I change lanes, he changes lanes. I go back to the right lane, then he follows.
Oh my God.
All of a sudden, the lights go on behind me, and my stomach sinks.
Drops.
I'm like, damn it. Now, I kick my V4 in all cylinders. And I'm like, I'm going to try and lose him. And just as I'm getting ready to floor it and give this guy the chase of his life, he goes around me and gets off at the Lilac exit.
Shut up. Shut up.
He did go around me. I'm like, oh, thank God.
You start blasting like a G6. I am so dead.
He did. I was like, I'm not going to lie. I was a little.
Where are you going on Ladder Road? You know what I mean?
I was like, wow, this could have gone in a lot of different directions. But I'm safe. I'm safe.
No, I know. I do feel like it's taunting. I really do. And
I feel, do too.
I honestly feel like there should be some type of rules or laws against that. Because you know what? It is the most distracting thing to be on the road while officers literally tailgating you. Hooking their car up to the back of your tailgate and just riding along with you.
But does
it's
any,
so disheartening.
But does anybody know when a cop is tailing you, what's the best way to handle it? I mean, because...
Okay, so I have a cop weighing in.
Yeah.
Hey, Moose and Breeze Master, I'm a cop in Wayne County, and I listen to you guys all the time.
My man.
If a cop is behind you, you need to stay strong with whatever speed you're doing and own it. They're probably, one, going to another call, or two, blind like me and can't read your plates. So unless you have a warrant out for your arrest like Breezy, you should be good.
This is why I recommend swerving, so they can't read your plates. You keep going from one lane to the other.
Yeah. So I went through a phase when I first got my license where I was getting pulled over once a month.
Once a month?
Yeah. Yeah,
what's
probably.
Your deal?
Yeah, it was really bad.
And you were on your parents' insurance, too.
100%.
Oh, I would have been pissed.
No, absolutely. Shaking pissed. One time I got pulled over, my first time ever, because I was speeding because I was going to run out of gas. I was like, I have to go fast.
Think of the logic behind that, Breeze.
No, I don't know. I was like chucking my car into neutral because like that's what you can do in a stick because I was like didn't want to use gas. It was a whole thing. Anyways.
God.
So then that happened and I like called my grandma. I was like, Grandma, like, I'm going to jail. She's like, what? I'm like so confused.
I'm trying to knit.
Yeah, literally. She's like, I'm sewing. So that happened and then I got pulled over like again, I think, or something. I don't know. And then I got pulled over. I was like, same type of situation. I was like driving, a cop was behind me.
Yeah.
I obviously am not well averse to the rules. I'm like literally 15 years old with a license, like not sure, 16, whatever it is. And the cop's behind me. So naturally I just start going 65. I'm on 81, like going up to Canada.
Got it. Yeah.
And I'm in the left lane. So I'm going the speed limit and I'm just like 10 and 2.
It used to be 10 and 2, but now they don't recommend it anymore because if the airbag goes off.
Bite your knuckles. So I'm 10 and 2. I'm like shaking because he's behind me and he's not going anywhere. And all of a sudden his lights come on and I'm like, oh my God. Like I'm getting pulled over for going the speed limit. So we pull over and he's like, what are you doing? Like you can't hang in the left lane like that. You can't go the speed limit in the left lane.
No, you can't.
And I was like, so I'm getting pulled over for going too slow. He's like, I would pay more attention to the driving and less to with the talking. I'm like, this has been a problem my whole life. Like, obviously. Like,
let me get to Victoria. A cop did this to me once and it freaked me out. I kind of felt like it was entrapment.
No, entrapment, taunting, the whole thing.
This person says, why would you speed up if a cop was obviously behind you? The real question should
be,
is anyone stupid enough to speed up with a cop directly behind them?
Well,
Daniel says, just slam on your brakes.
So you know things are about to go down on the thruway when you're coming over a bend and everyone's brake lights just start flashing
on.
Yes. You're like, oh, there's a cop sitting there. Cool.
Be careful for that rubbernecker delay. Daniel says, slam on your brakes, let the cop rear end hit you, and then sue them. It's illegal for us to tailgate other cars.
No, literally.
Same as for them.
Literally.
Just sue them if they hit your car, so then people will stop tailgating. Honestly, Daniel, I'm not going to take that advice. I'm not going to take that advice. Tim says it's not entrapment. It's up to you to abide by the speed limit. If anything, you need to go slower if you're being tailgated. Slow down to 5 to 10 miles per hour below the speed limit. Oh.
Okay. And just a word to the wise, like never, and I know this is probably like common sense to most people, but like never avoid a police officer because you'll get in way more trouble.
Oh, wow. That was very profound, Breezy. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what, though. That cop yesterday was definitely, he was about to have the chase of his lifetime. But I got away.
Literally, this is all just too much. You're Delulu.
98PXY.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.